Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? In the season's worst conditions, winter tires are a game changer. They elevate traction, control, and confidence. They sell only the best, like the full line of Hankook tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to your one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Outkick the coverage live every weekday morning from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 3 to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for Outkick the coverage at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every morning on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
A very interesting quarterback plan for one team in the NFL. We will get into that here coming up in just a couple of moments from now. It is Outkick the Coverage here, Fox Sports Radio. It's LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and Jonas Knox. You can hang out with us as always on the iHeartRadio app. You can find us on hundreds of Fox Sports Radio affiliates. And wherever you are making us a part of your Thursday morning, we appreciate you doing so. We're going to take you all the way up until the end of the hour, 9 a.m. Eastern time, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on Fox Sports Radio, and welcome to week two of the NFL season. It is already here. We've got a matchup coming up later on tonight. We've got the Giants at the Washington football team. LeVar, we are not sure whether or not Saquon Barkley is going to play. It is a short week coming off ACL
apparently
injury.
It doesn't matter by Albert Breer's account.
I mean, listen, look, you know, conversation.
Here's the only thing I'll say is when he was at Penn State, it was, whether it was scheme, the O-line, he does have a tendency sometimes to want to bounce it to the outside and get to the outside because he's got explosive speed and he hits that home run. There was that thought, though, like sometimes you'd see him, sometimes you wouldn't. And so I'm not saying that it's necessarily an unfair criticism, but there definitely were factors at Penn State that I think that played into all that.
Yeah, I mean – I don't know.
Which was the Penn State game? Because I think I remember Brady and I talked about this, where people ripped James Franklin because there was like a 4th-and-1.
It was Ohio State.
Was it Ohio
State? And you know who made the play?
And they gave it to Trace McSorley, right?
It was Chase Young who made the play. So how can you be so mad?
And they didn't give it to Saquon Barkley, and that's why they got criticized.
But it wasn't a good play. It wasn't a good play.
Because it didn't work.
Why would you run a inside play directly at Chase Young? That's the question you have to ask yourself. For 1 yard, why would you run directly at Chase Young?
And I think the bigger gripe was that Saquon didn't touch the football.
I mean, whatever you want the gripe to be, why would you take it towards Chase Young?
Well, I don't think that they trusted Saquon Barkley in a short yardage situation.
Well, clearly,
how about that? You like
he's
that, Brady?
Not that good.
Like
I mean, only in spurts. He's only a big play guy.
You like that, Brady?
Well, okay, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. How many 100-yard games? He's been in the NFL since 2018. How many 100-yard games do you think he's had?
I wouldn't know off the top of my head, but I do think he earned Rookie of the Year award, though. I believe.
Well, I think Albert Breer said, what was the number he gave?
He's played 32 games in the NFL.
So he's had, I'm going to go with 11. I'm going to say 1,100 yard
he
games.
He looked it up because it's 11 on the dot.
Oh, look at that. I had no idea.
What a great number.
Yeah, and that's why I picked it, 11 for LeVar Arrington. That's why.
For Sticks.
Yeah, Sticks.
I will say this. I'm looking right at him. He does not have any look up materials.
No, this I don't.
That was off the top of his dome.
There's no way that was off the top of his dome.
That is true.
Is that what Albert said?
It's what Albert said. It was what Albert Breer said.
Oh, you remember what he said?
It was what Albert Breer said.
Jonas was actually paying attention.
Okay. I stopped listening to him, so I didn't even hear all of that. I started tuning him out.
So let me ask you this, though. Do you think that Saquon Barkley's career, and I don't want to say it was ruined, but he was drafted in a really bad situation with the Giants to where he was the beginning piece of a rebuild. Like, he was before Daniel Jones. He was before Joe Judge. He was before all this other. Like, do you think the situation he was drafted into is going to ultimately end up damaging his career and his trajectory moving forward?
That's a fine organization he's playing for.
I understand, but the roster.
And so the idea of it is that you would assume that he has a better opportunity of being able to solidify a fine career as a player for the Giants versus not. Now, if he went to a poorly ran organization, then you would have to say he's the, you know, there's collateral damage to poorly ran organizations. It happens every year, year in and year out. But with an injury of the sort that he had, that he sustained, I mean, that does knock time off of your career. I mean, in terms of how much longer, how long will he be playing at the explosive level that he did coming into the league? But I think that they're trying to figure it out in New York. And if I were a betting man, I would say they're going to figure out. But the problem that faces someone like Saquon is, if when you have a shelf life as a running back on average, that's 3 years. Well, that's shelf life. He's already, you know, he's already past that and beyond that. So if they're still trying to build this and he has to be the load carrier, it could have a tremendous, continue to have a tremendous impact on his body. So, I mean, yes, he is a victim of a team that isn't very good right now. But it's sad because it's a good organization that just isn't doing well right now.
Yeah.
I think the interesting or the hard thing about this for Saquon is you've got a general manager that could be on the hot seat who drafted you. You have I think a quarterback is – like there's a lot of things at play. You've got potentially an extension for Saquon at play. You've got decision on Daniel Jones and whether or not he's your guy. You've got a decision on the guy who drafted both of them and whether or not he's the right guy for it. There's just a lot up in the air. I always feel like when there's that kind of instability, if you will, and this is a good organization, I think it makes for a really, really difficult season because there's so much unknown. And unless they turn things around quickly, which, you know, they're playing on the road, short week, never easy. Saquon's probably still sore, right? Even with the limited reps he got last week, it's just a tough spot to be in. Like, for all parties involved, it's not an easy thing to be able to overcome. And especially when you look at that roster, and I'm looking at it saying they're either the worst roster in the NFC East or they're third. Mm. Like, they ain't close to the top two. I think it's a really tough position for Saquon to be in, with all those things considered, for Daniel Jones to be in, because the offensive line has never been what I think either one of them had hoped it would be by now. And then obviously the general manager, who at some point, this is how it goes with general managers. They're either going to start accepting what their fate may be, or they start pointing fingers. And they start, you know, trying to, you know, share or push off the blame elsewhere to survive. It'll be interesting to see what happens tonight, what happens the next few weeks for this team, and then what the narrative becomes.
Turning to the Washington football team, who, by the way, if you missed the open to the show, interesting, kind of opening segment for LeVar Arrington, who shed some light on his time with the Washington football team. So check out the podcast after the show, and you get a nice little different perspective into how things work there in Washington with old Danny Snyder.
That's very long ago, though.
Yeah,
from what I've heard, things have since changed, and sometimes repentance comes from necessity. Sometimes it comes from sensibility.
Yeah,
maybe it's a little of both. Maybe he's had some real sensible moments and wants to do better. Maybe he's just not in a position where he has any other choice but to allow for people to actually do. Wait, listen to this. I know this might sound crazy, Brady and Jonas, but he might just allow the people he hires to do their job.
That's a good point. That is a really good point. Yeah, it's a tough thing to do.
Yeah,
sometimes, for some
people, man. Sometimes.
Now, when it comes to the quarterback situation, obviously Ryan Fitzpatrick was hurt earlier this week. Ron Rivera, the head coach, addressed the quarterback situation there in D.C.
I don't know anything much more about the injury other than he did sublux it. We're going to get a second opinion just to make sure on all the stuff that we have. And we're going to put him on IR and we're going to go from there. As we learn more, we'll go from there.
Ron, do you plan to bring in anybody else aside from Shurmur?
No, as of now, no. We got a short week. We'll go through the week and we'll go from there.
All right, so the plan is Taylor Heinicke is going to be your starting quarterback there for the Washington football team. Why didn't they do more at the quarterback position this offseason?
Like, I think that's a tremendous question.
Because it feels like they just rolled out Ryan Fitzpatrick, and look, we've seen this thing for a long time.
I'm going to let Brady handle this one first, but I will say this. They have always tried to address their quarterback situation aggressively in the offseason. So it's like we make fun of Washington for doing it that way. And now it's like kind of like the one time they don't do it where it's like it's a big question. But go ahead, Brady.
Yeah, it just seems a little bizarre.
No, I'm with Jonas. I don't know that I've really got a good answer for you. I think it's maybe one of two things. They either wanted to roll the dice this year with what they had and feel like if it ends up going poorly, you're going to be in a great draft position for a quarterback next year, which no one wants to admit that, but I don't know how else you justify it going in with what you had. Or they really felt confident in Ryan Fitzpatrick being the guy and then what they have in Taylor Heinicke, which could be the case. I don't know. We'll see how Taylor Heinicke plays. We've only seen a small sample size so far. And you can't say that. It's not like he's necessarily played poorly. At times, you can say he played great versus Tampa last year in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to see how Heinicke plays. Look, I'm bullish on this team tonight. I don't know about the rest of the season, but I think they get another. I think they get their first win tonight. I really do. I think short week, all those things considered, I think Heinicke will play well. He adds that more mobile dimension from the quarterback spot that puts pressure on the defense. So maybe they feel like they've got something in him. I think a lot of people, You could have been questioning other organizations, right, when they put in a guy who's not as highly touted. Tom Brady was a sixth-round pick. I wonder, from Drew Bledsoe to Tom Brady, how people were feeling about him initially when they first put him in. I don't really recall what the local media was saying or fan base, but that's always in the back of my mind. Tony Romo, other players like that who came in the league in a different way, Heinicke's kind of been on that trajectory, but who knows what he could make this opportunity into.
Tom Brady had a good track record coming out of college, though. Like, he had a national title and everything on his resume.
Yeah, but he was splitting time with Henson.
Yeah, but he was good. He wasn't as good as he was.
No, I get that. I'm just saying, if there was still that narrative of, like, if he was so good, why wasn't he starting the whole time?
Truth. And listen, all I know is that dude was good, even in college. Like, good enough to beat a top-rated defense with 10 points to go and 8 minutes left in the game. I'm reliving
scarring.
A horrible moment.
Yeah, that sounds scarring right there, whatever just took place.
But what I will say is someone like Tony Romo, I think, is definitely appropriate for the conversation. And again, you have to assume with the culture shift that's taking place in Washington, they're doing this one thing that a lot of people don't do with their players in the National Football League. They might be trying to develop Tyler Heinicke. They might actually have a trust in him that he can be a guy that can be a starter for them as they move on. And Fitzpatrick, you know that Fitzpatrick is not a long-term answer. So for him to be a starter and them to settle in on this group as their quarterbacks, I'm thinking they felt as though Tyler Heinicke could be their guy. And people aren't talking about it because that's not sexy. That's not the conversation that people are going to have because it's like, who's Tyler Heinicke?
Taylor.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go, right?
Yeah.
And I'll probably call him Tyler a whole bunch more times.
I've called him Todd Heineken before. Well, so listen, we're on the same page.
I mean, they didn't say Manny Pacquiao's name correctly until he started knocking people's asses out.
That is a good point.
So the idea of it to me is Ron Rivera knows what's going on in Washington. He came from Philly. He played against Washington for quite some time. He's familiar with the NFC East. He understands the dynamics there. They made this decision in the know. They did not make this ignorantly. They did not take a shot in the dark. They made this as an informed decision that these were going to be their two quarterbacks. It says to me the amount of confidence that they have in Heinicke versus the inability or the lack of aggressiveness in free agency or even in the draft to bring a guy in. I think they feel good about who they have.
It's Outkick the Coverage here, Fox Sports Radio.
This is Outkick the Coverage.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! What's the secret to catching prize-worthy fish in exotic waters? Learning to fish like a local with Fishing Booker. Hey, Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. There's only one way to turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day, and that's with the valuable knowledge of a local guide. With FishingBooker.com, you have the world's largest booking platform of local fishing guides right at your fingertips. Use Fishing Booker's easy-to-use online booking system and discover thousands of local fishing charters from around the world ready to share their trips tricks of the trade. Create your perfect fishing experience and search for charters by location, species, salt versus freshwater, and more. Plus, it's smooth sailing with Fishing Booker's simple online payment method. You'll always fish with confidence when you start fishing like a local. Start your angling adventure now with Fishing Booker. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. We will have the scraps in a little over 10 minutes from now here on FSR. And we've got a brand new era for one team in the world of sports. So we'll get to that here in the scraps. We are also going to get to this this story in the NFL. We got a game coming up this weekend. And somebody's in denial about what is happening with their career. But I don't know if you guys saw this. Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network just had this note that Marcus Mariota is expected to be out multiple weeks after aggravating a quad injury during that 31-yard run early on in the Monday night game against Baltimore. A few weeks is the best case scenario, says Rappaport. It robs Las Vegas of a weapon as they plan to sprinkle Mariota in on offense. So there he is out with a quad injury for several weeks.
Did he get hit on the quad? I don't remember that.
Look, I'm not trying to say that they're lying about the injury, but when he got up, he looked a little dazed, and it looked like he smacked his head. And I don't know if maybe they did not handle the concussion the proper way, and they're trying to Hines Ward used to say he had a calf injury every time he was dazed because he didn't want to come off the field. I'm just wondering what, again, I'm not trying to make any accusations here. Just saying, just trying to say it.
I remember people using the excuse of a neck injury. They'll say, "Oh, it's not his head; it's his neck." You know, that's
stiff neck syndrome.
Exactly.
is that what it is?
LaVar, have you ever hurt your quad?
I have actually.
Have you? I'm saying not from contact though. Like actually,
yeah,
hurt it?
Like pulled it twice.
Really?
Actually, yeah. Sprinting.
God, that seems like hard to do.
It's very painful. I'll tell you that. It's, when you pull your quad, it is a very painful injury.
You hear the story about Vince McMahon, the injury Vince McMahon suffered?
No, so, tell us.
There was a they had an issue in the ring to where there was supposed to be something was supposed to happen in the ring and they screwed up. The guys screwed up. So the result that was planned, they had to think of something on the fly. So McMahon came out to the ring to try and, he was going to get upset and yell at the wrestlers. Then he was going to disqualify one of them because they were trying to cover up the mistake that happened. And when he crawled into the ring, he blew out both quads.
Wow.
Literally dove into the ring. And the way that he hit his knees on the ring apron as he was sliding in, he tried to stand up and they both exploded.
Oh.
Literally both at the same time. And he had to sit there and then get wheeled out because he could not stand up. Blew both quads at the same time.
I bet you that was painful.
Hell yeah, that's painful.
Do you know how old Vince McMahon is now?
He's like 90.
104.
He's 76.
Damn it.
Looks damn good for that age.
Yeah, he's pretty
jacked.
Strong. He's pretty strong.
He's still
I'm just saying,
jacked.
He doesn't look 76. I don't even know if he looks 66.
Looks great.
I just know he's been around forever.
Yeah, great head of hair.
He does.
Yeah.
Big chest.
He's got a big old barrel chest.
Yeah. That's what that is.
Hey, you ever heard my Vince McMahon impression?
Let's hear it.
You're fired, Lamar.
That's awful.
What do you mean?
That's actually
fire
your
Brady.
Worst
fire
impression.
Brady.
Fired.
Let me hear you fire Brady.
Brady Quinn, you're fired.
Come on. That's decent. You know, that's a limited Vince McMahon. That's a decent impression.
I think you're closer to a Donald Trump, you're fired, than you are a Vince McMahon.
Oh, come on. Listen.
You're fired.
Okay, that's not even close.
Let's hear yours one more time.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Roberto Flores, you're fired.
I mean, it is really one of the worst impressions you do.
What are you talking about? You do some great impressions.
That is not
so
one of them.
Funny, though. It is so funny.
As far as a limited Vince McMahon, I think that's legit, man.
Oh, I'm telling you, that is so funny.
By the way, we are brought to you by Discover.
It's like Harry Carey mixed with Donald Trump.
Vince McMahon, have you heard my Harry Carey?
Your Harry Carey's good.
All right,
let's hear it.
Hi. Two on, two out, LeVar Arrington at the plate. You know, LeVar spelled backwards is rival. And there's a ground ball to third, a step on the bag, and the Cubs are out of the inning.
Is that not? I mean, that's a combination of his Harry Carey and Donald Trump.
This is my hero.
That's pretty good.
That was great. That was great.
Thank you. First compliment on
that
the show.
Is
you
know? Funny.
That's a great. Your Collinsworth is number one. Yeah, might be number two.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's hear your Collinsworth.
I mean, I gotta tell you, like, I'm watching the Washington football team, and I just can't help but think they can't get a pass rush. Daniel Jones has all the time in the world. Like, where's LeVar Arrington? We needed him.
You're like borderline, like a broke man version of Joe Paterno, man.
Yeah.
You kind of sound like Joe. You're almost like you're speaking like Italian slang almost a little bit. Man.
I don't know. Listen, you do enough of them in a row, you start to screw them up after a while.
Sounded more Joe Paterno-ish. Right.
Shouts
out to Joe.
We are brought to you by Discover. Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. It's amazing because Discover is accepted at 99% of places in the U.S. state credit cards. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen report. Limitations apply. All right, so we don't have a lot of time. Let's pay off the tease. Matt Ryan is saying in their matchup with Tom Brady and the Bucks that the Super Bowl loss to Brady and the Patriots does not factor in at all into his thinking as he sees Tom Brady on the sidelines, which is a great denial, except for the fact that Tom Brady can't help but troll the Atlanta Falcons, and he posted some Instagram or Snap face. Picture earlier this week with the time 3:28, which is alluding to the 28-3 lead that the Atlanta Falcons had that they blew in the Super Bowl. Matt Ryan's never going to forget about that loss, correct? That is going to haunt him forever.
Worst loss of his life.
Yes. And for anybody involved with that team, they're never going to forget that loss, correct?
Yes.
And literally the organization since that point in time has gone nowhere but downhill.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think it impacted Kyle Shanahan's play calling in the Super Bowl against the Chiefs? That Super Bowl loss?
I don't think so.
They criticized him about some of the play calling in that game. He might have
been reliving some moments, maybe.
Why do we always? This is my frustration, and I don't know how LeVar is going to feel about it. But
there you go.
Are we just letting the defense off the hook? I mean, are we serious right now? You're up 28-3 to Super Bowl, and you can't.
One.
I mean, come on! Even against Kansas City, like. Patrick Mahomes took a 9-step drop in that game. I've never seen anything like it before. Had literally 6 seconds to throw and chucks it downfield to Tyreek Hill in open space. Like, can we get some pass rush coverage, something?
Keep in mind, their defense was the whole linchpin of everything that took place that season. Everybody talked so much about how well the defense and defensive front of the San Francisco 49ers played. And to give them, think about this, you delivered a 2-possession game lead in the Super Bowl, and they gave it up.
Yeah.
Like, you could say, you know, Garoppolo missed the throws. He could have been better. You could have said it was Shanahan's play calling. You gave that defense, I think, how much time was maybe like 8 minutes or
six
something?
Six and a half. I think it was 6.5 minutes or something.
It was so low on the time, and your defense is so good. Who would think that you could score that quickly and take the lead? So to me, I don't correlate the two. and that Shanahan messed up because of his memories and different things like that. I don't think so.
And also in that Super Bowl, the Falcons lost to the Patriots. Because I remember we were on the air right after that happened.
I remember where I was.
We were doing the post-game show.
I will not tell you.
Yeah, we'll leave that alone.
But I saw the game.
We were doing all of it. Yeah, we were doing the post-game show here on Fox Sports Radio. And I think Brady and I both agreed. When New England got the ball to start overtime, you knew that was over, correct? Like, you knew Atlanta wasn't going to stop them. They were going to go down the field, and they were going to score on the opening drive, and that was going to be it. You knew
the game was over when they came back. Before that moment, you knew it was over.
The defense looked completely shook. They looked totally shook with what happened, and you knew when they got the ball to start overtime, it was a wrap. It just felt like that was it. That was all she wrote. So, I mean, Collinsworth, we mentioned Collinsworth. He says the two Super Bowls that he lost for the Bengals.
Say it in the Collinsworth voice, though.
People think I'm a little bit nuts, and maybe I am. But, there's not a day that goes by that I don't think about those two Super Bowls. Not a day that goes by. And he said that on his Football Life documentary. He said every single day he thinks about those two Super Bowl losses. And those were competitive games.
I think about where I got drafted to every day. if I went to a better team, where would my career have gone? I think about that every day.
Yeah. Well,
it's a harsh reality. Like, it's like, man, like, you're good in high school, you get to choose where you want to go because of how good you are. But when you're good in college, you don't get to choose where you go. You know what I mean? Like, they're not recruiting you, and it's like, okay, yep, I'm going to choose this team. I'm going to go here. Like, they pick you. And if you're good enough to be good, you generally aren't going to go to a good team.
Right.
So it's like, that plays out. Yeah. It plays out.
It plays a big impact. I think that's why the draft is one of the most fascinating live events, live reality TV you ever see, because even for all those people who are watching – who can't relate from an athletic standpoint, like, you get out of college, if you go to college or whatever you do after high school, and like, you kind of have a choice, right? I mean, you get to pick and choose who you'd like to go work for, who you're going to interview with, at least, right? And it's such a it's a 180 from that. Like, you have no choice in it whatsoever. And it obviously plays an impact on your career, on your livelihood and all that. And so it is kind of crazy, just the concept in general. But it does provide, at least, I think, parity for the NFL and for a better product in the NFL. But at the end of the day, I think the toughest thing about the truth of the NFL is there's probably 8 teams that really have a shot at winning a Super Bowl.
Amen.
Yeah. But
like, that's it, man.
You've got a quarter
of the league every year that actually has a shot, that's actually trying to win a Super Bowl. The rest of them are just businesses. And fans don't want to hear that. People don't want to hear that, but it's true.
And you know, like, who they are. That's the sad part about it.
Yes. I mean, when I was, unfortunately, had been to enough teams, but fortunately for this career, I'd been to enough teams to have perspective. And I can tell you, the second you go to a good organization, you know.
You know it. Yeah.
You know it right away.
And you know bad one.
Yes. You get there, you go, okay. This is how we're handling this. Yeah. Like, it's just... It's two completely different worlds, and so it's no wonder, you know, that you see that, you know, the New England Patriots dominate forever. There's other organizations that have dominated forever. They're actually trying to win Super Bowls. Other teams are just trying to be profitable. They're trying to make more money.
Yeah, but you know what, man? It's a hell of an entertainment to have every single week.
Thanks. I mean, at our expense.
Well,
Thanks, Jonas.
I've supported you.
I agree with you.
I mean, I am. For what it's worth, you know, if had things gone differently in your careers, we wouldn't all be doing the show here together. So, you know, I think everything happens for a reason, and you guys got paired up with a slappy here.
What? On second thought, yeah. LeVar, second thought.
Yep.
I've reconsidered.
Yes,
I am definitely with you on this.
There you go. Yeah. There you go.
Thank you.
Always thinking about
that's a good man.
Things could have been a lot different.
Yeah, you know, they could have been different.
You know, if I had any stroke in this place, you know what I'd say right now?
What's that?
Brady Quinn, you're fired! coming up next, we are going to have the scraps here on FSR.
So
but for all the latest from around the world of sports, ladies and gentlemen, Edmund Garcia.
You had to do that right when you threw it over to me, huh?
Eddie, is that bad of an impression, the Vince McMahon?
It's so bad, it's great.
It's so funny.
But it's bad.
You know, I have a simple philosophy. Life sucks, and then you die.
You're fired.
Come on, man. A little Vinnie Mac.
I would be saying that all day to people randomly. You're fired.
A little Vinnie Mac.
Oh, man.
All right, Jonas, turn your mic off, work on the impression, and use it on Lamar while I try and give this update.
Yeah, here we go.
Now back to Jonas Knox, a.k.a. Vince McMahon, Brady Quinn, and LeVar Arrington in the Outkick the Coverage
videos. Thank you, Eddie. It is Outkick the Coverage here on Fox Sports Radio. We are going to have the scraps coming up and coming up next here on FSR. I do want to just point something out here. You know, Brady Quinn, when the pandemic hit and they shut it down, you were actually in Tampa Bay getting ready to call an XFL game,
right.
Correct?
I was.
Yeah. Now, back in the day when the XFL first opened up, you know, Vince McMahon opened it up by saying something along the lines of this: "Ladies and gentlemen, this is the XFL." And if you think that's not Vince McMahon, here's the actual clip.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the XFL.
Tell me that's not spot on, Brady
Quinn.
That
actually was pretty good.
Yes.
Let's hear yours again.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the XFL.
You don't have enough in yours. Listen to Vince.
You know why, though?
Vince,
he doesn't
again.
Have that barrel chest.
He doesn't. Listen to Vince. Vince has more.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the XFL.
First of all,
that's all mammal.
Yeah,
first of all, because
I can't do low reps, high weight anymore because of my rotator cuff. That's why I don't have the barrel chest. If I had the barrel chest, it would have been spot on. You guys got to nitpick
you
stuff.
You
got to
bring it from the diaphragm through the barrel chest.
I got your diaphragm right here, buddy.
Oh, jeez.
All right, it is Outkick the Coverage.
You're fired.
On Fox Sports Radio. All right, coming up next, it is the beginning of a new era in the world of sports. We'll get into all that for you next year. It's Outkick the Coverage here on Fox Sports Radio.
This is Outkick the Coverage.
He's Mike Carmen. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! What's the secret to catching prize-worthy fish in exotic waters? Learning to fish like a local with Fishing Booker. Hey, Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. There's only one way to turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day, and that's with the valuable knowledge of a local guide. With FishingBooker.com, you have the world's largest booking platform of local fishing guides right at your fingertips. Use Fishing Booker's easy-to-use online booking system and discover thousands of local fishing charters from around the world ready to share their tricks of the trade. Create your perfect fishing experience and search for charters by location, species, salt versus freshwater, and more. Plus, it's smooth sailing with Fishing Booker's simple online payment method. You'll always fish with confidence when you start fishing like a local. Start your angling adventure now with Fishing Booker. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker, fishing trips made easy. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general tires test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You're fired.
Oh, man. It is Outkick the Coverage here on Fox Sports Radio.
And you're fired. You're fired.
Yeah, shouts out to Vito in the back production studio. He sent that in to us right now.
Yeah, that's very awesome. Job well done by Vito, or as Mike North calls him, Vito Corleone, whenever he sees him. oh, man, so good. All right, so it is time, guys. We're going to be back tomorrow, by the way. We've got a busy Friday. Brady, you're going to be on location where? Norman, Oklahoma? Is that where you're going to be?
That's right. Yeah. And actually, I'll tell you, I'll actually technically be in Oklahoma City. There was no real way of making it happen there in Norman, but that's where we'll be tomorrow.
Yep. Okay. All right. Well, very good. We hope maybe you can effort getting Castiglione, the AD, on. I'd like to ask him a couple of questions about kickoffs.
I already saw him this past week, and I said I'm not going to be long-winded. I just want to introduce myself and say we'll talk. We'll talk once I get to Norman. I got some things I need to get off my barrel chest.
And you're fired.
You're fired. Right now, it is time for something we do on the show called this.
You moron. How could you not get to these stories?
You moron.
These are the scraps.
And for that, we turn it over to our executive producer, Danny G, to find out what the hell we've missed so far in the show. D?
Very cool news today. Especially if you have a daughter, share this story with her later today. The Milwaukee Bucks have named Lisa Byington as the team's new TV play-by-play announcer.
Awesome. Good for Lisa. That's awesome. Yes. She's a professional. She does a great job.
She's going to be doing her thing for Bally Sports Wisconsin, making her the very first woman to handle full-time TV play-by-play duties for a major men's pro sports team. Now, she replaces longtime Bucks announcer Jim Paschke, who did the job for 35 years, and he went out with a title. What a way to go. In a statement, Byington says that she's absolutely thrilled at the opportunity. She was the first women's play-by-play broadcaster for a Big Ten Network college football game. That was back in 2017. She's also done Women's World Cup on Fox. She called the tourney in March as part of the CBS Turner Sports coverage. So she has done her thing for a while and definitely has earned this spot for the Bucks.
And that's a good job. Good, I mean, with that team coming off a title. Beth Mullins is another one who does a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, she does Raiders preseason.
She does Cubs games. She's done college football. So it's awesome to see them get an opportunity and a little bit of love. They do a great job.
All right, NFL.com, the headline says, Mac Jones says Patriots need more urgency heading into week two of the NFL season. You need it more if you don't win, he said. I think that's part of it. We need to not press, but there needs to be more urgency and stuff. I think he was channeling one of the Watt brothers there.
Well, listen, I mean, interesting.
And stuff.
You're fired.
come on. He's doing his best. He's young.
Now, Mac Jones' teammates were very proud of how he handled himself in the pocket. He did a great job. I was so proud of him and how he handled things, said tight end Hunter Henry. He sat in there in the pocket even when it was coming down and made some big-time throws that sometimes a lot of other guys aren't going to make. Just standing in the pocket and taking hits and everything like that, it shows a lot to us as guys. Henry gestures to his chest, a guy that's going to stand in there with heart no matter what. He delivers the ball. It was big to see.
How about that, LeVar? Quarterback standing in there with heart. What do you have to say about that?
Oh, yeah, they have heart.
Yeah.
They don't have to have very much anymore, but they do have them. I always say, don't touch her. Don't touch her. No offense, Brady. Yeah. Don't touch her.
Yeah, just, be protective of the quarterback.
Especially these days. I mean, you could at least hit them back in the days, but you can't touch them.
I was going to say, man, it's changed a lot in the past decade. Yeah. It's gotten to the point where I would even take the side of defenders, saying, they're more at risk. They've got a much harder job to change the way they're going to hit a player. And it's not on them. It really isn't on them if the offensive lineman, tight end, running, whoever's blocking them, isn't doing their job. That's part of why quarterbacks get compensated so well, is to be able to take the punishment of, what is playing football. I've always thought it's gone overboard now.
What's the hardest hit you ever took as a quarterback, Brady, in the pocket?
I took one in 2009 from Kevin Williams. I think I've told you that before. It was more of just the shock, the how quickly it happened. I was dropping back and I had what was called, we called it a PSL, a pre-snap look. And so basically, depending on what the defense is giving you, you've got a progression on each side of the field. And so I was starting to look to my left. That's where my progression was started based on the coverage. And as I got on my third step in my drop back, because I was under center, I felt like a presence. You ever been like sleeping in the middle of the night? Yeah. You feel like there's someone who's standing over you or something like that?
Yeah, usually the cops.
It was,
jeez, Jonas.
Well, okay. Well, I'm not sure that really applies here, but it was one of those situations where by my third step, I feel this presence and I'm immediately on my back with Kevin Williams on top of me. And I think, because the ball at that point, it's almost like a reaction. I had the ball in my right hand and my hands were separate. I just pinned the ball against my chest and thank God Kevin Williams didn't try to go for it, because he would have knocked it out. But he landed on top of me with the ball. And I remember kind of having the wind knocked out of me and thinking to myself, holy crap, that happened so fast. I hope I have more time than that today.
Especially if you said on your third step, nobody.
Dude, it was like
three.
By the time I was getting to my fifth step, I was already on my back. I was flat back by that point.
That's bad.
Yeah.
You're fired.
I would have saved you, Brady.
Whoever was blocking for it.
Yeah.
All right, and quickly here, what would you guys think if you saw a huge human brain running down the street? Keep your thoughts to yourself, LeVar.
Yeah.
A British runner is aiming to break a Guinness World Record by completing the London Marathon while dressed as a human brain. Bryce Alford, fundraising manager for brain injury charity Headway, has been repeatedly spotted in recent days running on the streets of Jersey, England, while dressed in a full-body brain costume. Officers with the St. Helier Township Policing Unit posed for a photo with him the other day, and they put it on their Facebook page. Alford is attempting to break the Guinness record for fastest marathon dressed as a brain.
I mean, is it in the book? Is it in the book?
He said
there's a brain in there already that was fast?
He says the costume's designed as a representation of what people with brain injuries feel like. What I hear over and over again is that people feel they are trapped inside their own brain. So when you get to see me inside this costume, absolutely see what that might feel like.
All right, yeah. Why doesn't he just tar and feather himself and say, this is for all the chickens that get murdered at a Buffalo Wild Wings? It's ridiculous. Get a life. The guy's a loser, all right? And you know what this is? He's not doing this for any sort of to help out people with brain disorders or anything like that. He's doing this because he's got a built-in excuse why he has a poor time in the marathon. That's exactly what this is, because he's got that contraption on. Deontay Wilder pulled the same thing with that heavy costume when he came out to ring.
Yeah. It was heavy.
Yeah, come on, you're not pulling that fast one on me there.
It
not
was
happening.
Black. Everything black.
Oh, no.
You're fired.
Yes, absolutely. After a comment like that, hey, Lamar.
I was talking about the cover of the suit.
You're fired.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.